operate as the city did what it was supposed to do, the JIF honored their obligations to the city as they're required to do what.
We have some items discussion for the council. We have the proposed 2025 city council schedule. Everybody had a chance to look at it. Everything's good.
So, thank you, Madam Council President, members of council, with respect to the schedule, if you'd like to adopt in December, there is one business meeting that is pending. We have a little more conflict with respect to the legal holidays with our meeting schedule. The only potential decision that you have to make is the last meeting of the year, which we generally have just for business paying bills and things that are emergent. That would be December 29th, which is a Monday. If the council is fine with it, we could select that day as the last meeting of calendar year 2025. Of course, if there's no business to come before the council, the council can adjourn or cancel that meeting because there's no business to come before the council. But for purposes of scheduling, we propose the 29th of December.
Yes.
No.
No.
Yes.
First meeting that we have, usually the first and third Wednesdays. In January, obviously, January 1st is a Wednesday.
Correct.
And it has circled as to the second Wednesday, the 8th.
Correct.
Is there any problems with that or swearing in or anything like that?
No, I don't see any problems with that. No, Council Vice President.
Any other comments from the council members?
All right. So, resolution consideration by council at next meeting.
Thank you. The next item is the best practices worksheet. Mr. Wolverine, can you tell everybody about this?
Sure, absolutely. Thank you. This best practices is an annual report that the state requires every town and county and requires to file. It's a listing of best practices that the state feels that all the agencies of government should be performing or complying with as best they can. So it gives us the opportunity to do it. Maximum score, the minimum you have to get without any kind of impact to state is a 35 and we score 42. So,
any questions?
Do you
have a copy? Okay. So, lastly, on my update and statement before we open the floor is I want to congratulate fellow council members, Glenn Chicorola, which is right here. Ferguson and Castaneda, looking forward to continuing working together for the betterment of our community. So congratulations. Ah, I'm Ferguson. I especially somebody forgot to give a reason, right?
Yeah.
I apologize for that. But congratulations to all of you. Next, we're going to open the floor. We're going to open the floor for public comments. Just as we do every time we open the floor, this is a public comments. This is your question and answer period. We will listen to your comments. If there's anything that we can address, do so. If not, we are taking notes and we will make sure that we have an answer to you as soon as possible. So again, one time up, you have 5 minutes to come up. So this time.
My name is Camila Cordero. We are a member for the Esperanza Project in New Brunswick. So we are here today because we would like to let you know about the safety on the French Street. We know that this, we work very hard, especially you, work very hard provided police officers to mitigate the violence or the assaults on that street, but we think we know there is something else we can do. So that's why we are here and we have some testimonies for that. Good evening, my name is Ricardo Garcia. And I live near to the French Street.
Yo trabajo para el proyecto Esperanza, cargando las macetas y las.
I work for the French Street, watering the flowers, also cleaning the street.
Y mi horas de trabajo es, bueno, yo fui víctima de un robo, de una cadena, y el día lunes estaba trabajando y una persona que le estaba reportando a la policía que le habían robado también una cadena.
I am a victim of assault. The way some people take off my leggings, and that street's a little dangerous, so that's what I hear.
Porque queremos para seguridad de las personas es que pueden que los policías tengan como un horario más extenso por las tardes o noche.
So we request you that the police officer has extended hours to walk around the street.
Thank you. Thank you. Mi nombre es Fidela Franco y yo vivo en el 394 de la Ponce.
Hi, my name is Fidela Franco and I'm living in the 354 Comfort Street.
Yo vengo a ver a ver si nos pueden apoyar por un accidente que hubo hace dos meses o dos meses y medio sobre la Flores y la French Street.
I'm coming here to let you know that 2 months ago was a bad accident between the
entonces, yo anteriormente yo tenía este miedo de que pasara, pero con los niños, porque a veces el carro viene bien fuerte de la 27 a la French. Entonces los niños transcurren de 15 para las 7 a la bus de la Jersey y no hay nadie que los pase. Entonces ahorita con el señor no quiero que pase con los niños.
So I'm concerned about the safety around the hours from the school, there the traffic is a lot, and all of the drivers is driving without the speed control. So we are asking to put a light on that for us.
Entonces, por eso es una seguridad para los niños como para nosotros los adultos, porque los conductores no están respetando el límite de la prensa.
Señora Rivera, para hacer justo una traducción. Yo no escuché que se venía un semáforo. Te hablo de que va a ser un lugar como alguien cruza a 10 de la mañana. ¿Qué usted está pidiendo? Veamos, yo sé que en el interest of the translation, to be fair, she mentioned, the translator mentioned something about a traffic light. I didn't hear her mention that, so I just wanted to be clear what is it that she's asking.
Sí, o sea que, porque me dijeron que no podían salir con el semáforo porque estaban muy pegadas a las calles, pero yo quiero una seguridad o que pongan unas luces para detener los carros mientras los niños estén pasando y, o como algo, como una idea que ustedes me puedan dar para protección de los niños como nosotros.
She's saying that one
especially on the same corner or the Lawrence, because this that curve is a blind spot.
Sí, porque también los niños pasan en esa área de la Torres y French a comprar la bodega.
Okay. Yeah, there is a bodega in that corner, so the kids are running to across the street.
Thank you.
Gracias. Thank you.
Sí, buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Cristóbal Bautista, vivo 149 de Suma, sí. Soy la telefónica.
My name is Cristóbal Bautista and I live
149 Suma
Street. 149 Suma Street.
I work with that. Yo trabajo limpiando la French Street.
I work cleaning the French Street.
Y pues, lo que yo estimo es que siempre nuestros policías de seguridad siempre estén pendientes porque Existe gente que no respeta los existe una gente que hace años que trae basura y lo bota ahí en la calle sobre el bosque, ¿sí? Correcto.
So I would like to ask you for my concern is for the cleaning because there is a company on the Jersey Avenue, so those people go to the French Street to throw the trash.
He says that in the Walgreens, there's a company from Jersey Avenue that comes out to work to throw the garbage from the Walgreens.
Sí, la persona yo le hablé la atención, le dije que uno me ha dado para llevar la basura y no lo podía hacer. Y él me dijo, si no te calles, no te calles. Y yo digo, si yo no sé, yo soy servidor público.
So I talked to that person that they came to attention that it's not the right place to put the garbage. And he tricked me, telling me, if you say something, I will kill you. So I say, that's my mother, that the mother is to keep clean the whole street.
Quedó tranquilo y cuando iba al semáforo me señalaba todavía que ya me conocía. Yo hice un reporte de la policía para mi seguridad esté siempre confiando de que el pueblo del metrópolis lo mantengamos libre.
So I saw him on the street and he made a sight with a finger telling me that I know you. So today I made a report with the police with that incident.
Thank you. Gracias.
Bueno, este tema ya es conocido también, es este sobre...
¿Su nombre, por favor?
Perdón. Mi nombre es Amanda Alvarado y vivo en la 55 Jersey.
Hi, my name is Amanda Alvarado, I live in the Jersey, 55 of Jersey.
Y mi recordatorio, o sea, ya habíamos puesto este tema ante ustedes, pero venimos bueno, a volver a recordarles, del parque de la French.
It's just to remind you that conversation that we already have about the park on the French Street.
Entonces mi complaint es por los niños y por nosotros también ahora que ya cambió el horario, ya se oscurece más temprano como sabemos, y es el mismo problema. Hay unos señores jóvenes de todo hay ahí en el esquina del paquetito entre la bakery y la cuadra. Y la esquina siempre muy pobre pueden caminar ahí, en la banqueta.
So my concern is about this season is getting dark early. So it used to some people standing on the corner.
Es
French and Seaman. My concern is about the kids because it's dark now.
Los vecinos que estamos ahí nos hemos dado cuenta, incluso ya hasta ponen puestecitos en esa esquina.
So we are like in summer, so those people are they put like some places to sell something.
Un puesto de qué? Como de ice cream, de hielo. Entonces sabemos que es verano, pero el lugar es inapropiado porque hay orina, los borrachos, hay de toda esa esquina, lamentablemente quedó bonito el parque, se los agradecemos, pero lamentablemente esa esquina no está en el parque, pero está en esa esquina. Entonces, ahí es donde se ven, salen los niños, están orinando los borrachos y no se mueven, sino que van cruzando la gente y ellos ahí está el grupo.
So we are thank you for the park because it's beautiful, but the problem now is the people on that corner because they are doing the necessities on the front of the kids. When you say something, they are moving from one point to another. Right. Thank you.
Yes.
Point
I said that usually, you know that the little strip of that's
yes.
Actually
thank
that
you.
Area, they have people there selling ice cream or selling different things, especially over the summer. And that's a really tight space. So I walk in,
there's only people arguing in that area that shouldn't be there, so it creates more of a challenge for the recreation in that area.
Well, I have to say I'm glad that camera is on each and every one of you. So I can say, wow. Basically, what my neighbors and friends said, due to each one of them, they all know me. But we speak this about every day. But the way I see this, due to, wow, you take them more seriously, but don't take me seriously. Why? Because I'm black? Due to where, what, how many times that I've been speaking on matters of this, due to where I just even spoke on this at the traffic meeting, about what, putting lights over there, and what? None of you take me seriously? But wow, good to see, man, they were all my friends, and you can't tell me that that have to do with race and hate. Due to where, wow, how all of you took them seriously, but how long have I been saying this has been going on, and to see nothing done? Devil that I'm speaking to. I will speak on to with Mr. Dean, due to where, like I said, I'm helping him out the goodness of my heart, due to where I went to the doctor with him again today. We finally discussed, and the city may make it their decision, but due to where I didn't prove to him, despite I proved to anyone with drugs, drinking, or depression, that it's to leave his location. If you cannot distract yourself from what your situation is, like say, I'm distracting myself when I'm home. I have four little kittens that's keeping me a little happy, trying to help me. But now it's proof due to where, what if the city wants to start talking with me and Mr. Dean about, even though someone put his house up for auction already, if you want to start talking about a deal, then come on. Then we can, but you're not going to get his property. What he just spoke at the doctor and he's been telling me, why am I so, and I am so depressed when sitting in the house. Just so, like I said, I will, like I said, do it for New Brunswick police to follow me. And what, then I was bringing Mr. Dean over to my house and all. Like I said, the Lord has blessed me with a due to where what? I said I was getting $2,500 a month. Due to where what? Once my son turned 18, I don't get it anymore. I get $996 due to where, well, what? What did I tell you? I have the evidence. What? I've got a huge lump sum of money due to where what I was prepared for. I have the evidence for. And as I showed you many a time, where the Lord blesses me, if I teach others that you help someone else, you're helping yourself. Well, how I have 616 credit with the SENG. I haven't had to pay in the past 6 months. The Lord is blessing me. Like I said, majority of you keep thinking that I'm wrong. You're the devil, not me. And then due to where on October 20th, with Officer Yunez, I have one reporting, he's not supposed to come anywhere near me due to where, wow, for a man drinking in public, no tickets, then pull his clothes down in front of children exposing himself, then taking a kid in someone else's house. Oh, long as he cleans it up, walk away? Racism. Don't tell me that I don't see racism going on between in here and with New Brunswick Police Department. And like I said, I will be taking matters. You got 12 News would say, ooh, how black folks are treated differently in here in New Brunswick if I didn't provide her with evidence of what New Brunswick Police does. What? Then the next thing, what? Like I said, I just came from an MRI Monday. Yes, am I going through the depression? Oh, yes, I am, due to it. Like I said, what? My arm is literally hanging off. They had to put a machine to hold my arm up, which is very painful to do it. Next thing, I do have to get the surgery. Well, what did this to me? Tore my shoulder, 3 locations dislocated? Or why the hell you won't turn over the damn body cameras? But to the lawyer, wow, do I really got, I will take matters to go to the damn news channel. My lawyer done put it through the judge, through what, still haven't received it? What, you accused me of damn doing something that I didn't want to do? And what, did I do, get letters from Captain Shaw? What reason, we will no longer, you cannot see any videos. Why? Because like I said, devils were you made damn captains of, due to where, what? Please, like I said, some of you, I don't even want to damn look at you. And Ben Fleming, you need to start speaking up for damn black people due to it. What? When Mr. Cryville asked, oh, who's answer for another? Oh, I think about her. Oh, she's very great. But wow, when Charlie Cryville asked about you, oh, no comment. you better start speaking up. And then, like I said, no, you let other people speak at the time. Listen, bang, bang the hand hammer. I want you. For good, like I said. For good, like I said, just to do it. You let other people. Like I said,
you would like another minute, so I'll give you another minute to talk. Would you like another minute?
Oh, now you're going to finally offer me after I said thank you. But do you treat people equal?
Thank you for your comment.
Look at yourself in the mirror, Escobar. You're working with the devil.
Go for it. Next.
I know it's not necessarily like time to ask questions, but I was wondering if I can inquire about why the benches all on Gore Street have disappeared, especially by the bus stop. There's nowhere to sit if you're waiting for the bus.
I'll give you information
and give you an answer. Okay. My suspicion, and I think a lot of the people I've talked to, the suspicion is that the benches are removed because they don't want people sitting on those benches. And I think, it's just a little sad to see that the way we treat those people in the city. I just heard the other day that some of the people who stay at the train station, their stuff down there. And I really think, just in general, that we should be treating people better. To see the community tearing these benches down that serve everybody, not just people sleeping on them. And I was just sad to see.
Hi. I want to talk. First of all, I wanted to talk about the smoking policy. I know you guys are looking at it, revising it. I'm not sure what that means. I have to go more consistent. But I'm deeply concerned about this policy. I think it's actually a really complicated issue because on the one hand, of course, we don't want children in homes that begin small. That's of course very significant and important to me. At the same time, though, there are a huge homeless population in this city, right? Many of them smoke, right? And there also isn't a homeless shelter where they can smoke, right, and not be harassed by police. Okay, I was looking at the fines on this one. We're talking $200, $500 fines, okay? So if you're a homeless person, what this equates to, eventually, you're going to the criminal justice system. Right? You might be, oh, it's just a fine, let me see it. But it will add up. Eventually, it's going to lead to people ending up in the system, right? And I think that there's some way to, address the secondhand smoke issue while still providing public spaces where smoking is allowed, at least in the inner community, refuse to build or invest in creating even a homeless shelter, right? We're talking about how you guys want to build more office buildings, right, but not affordable housing, right, which is actually the solution to homelessness in New Jersey, right? That's the real solution, right? Not a homeless shelter, but affordable housing. I think there's a big concern, right? This smoking initiative, I'm afraid that it's going to be used to attack and criminalize the homeless in New Jersey, and those people are a gift to the city. They have a right to be here. We have a right to treat them with respect and dignity and take care of them.
Yes, please. Good evening once again, Charlie Crown Building. Today I'll start by saying thanks for dropping by. It's nice to see you in the neighborhood. First of all, this room doesn't have everybody who wanted to be here today. I don't know how many people can legally be here today, but there's a lot less seating than there used to be. The audio system's poor. We don't have remote access. Let's do better in 2025. I know that some of you have won full terms on the council, but I urge you to not let that get to your head. And I think that our democracy is badly damaged, if not broken, here in New Brunswick and in many other ways, too. So I think we need to find ways to work together. I did appreciate hearing a little bit more about the questions I asked last time with Mr. Fleming, but it's apparent that Mr. Fleming was not honest with the public, and I encourage folks to read my latest article on New Brunswick Today, titled "Judge Orders Councilman to Pay Accuser $15,000 in Sex Harassment Case." And I wanted to ask through the chair for Mr. Fleming, if he has anything to say for himself about the public funds that went to his legal defense and his inconsistent remarks about that case.
I think that in the video that it was happening in the last time, that he's not making any more comments, and his spouse is not making any more comments to that.
Well, I think that's unfortunate.
Right.
I think that's very unfortunate that the council is going to, when there's obvious corruption going on, and that corruption took place at the MCM gym, the Middlesex County Municipal Fund, and I want to that in that case, no government entity was a named defendant at any time. Yet, for some reason, through the city and the JIF, it was decided that Mr. Fleming would get a free lawyer. And it wasn't until I exposed this in a prior article that the faucet stopped flowing and our money stopped going to that case. I want everybody to know that, and I would like you to ask the JIF representatives who are here, are they actively considering the and or bankruptcy at this time?